This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's Gadio.
Welcome to Nicholas Snow Live. This broadcast is originating on Tuesday, April 21st, 2015, at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time.
Bob Mackie presents a special tribute to the late Joan Rivers, who hosted the gala in 2012. Bob Mackie himself was an Arts and Activism Award winner in 2010, along with Anne Margaret. He has been a longtime fashion designer to the stars and was a personal friend of Joan Rivers, who was a significant philanthropist, including to AIDS organizations. All this coming up after this.
Imagine a world without HIV.
Imagine an AIDS-free generation.
Imagine helping to create it.
Imagine.
For more information about the annual Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, visit DesertAIDSProject.org, search Facebook for Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, or search for the very powerful hashtag #ImagineNoAIDS.
Imagine.
I want to give a big shout-out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear their commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the Advertisers link in the main sub-menu.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Nicholas broadcasts live almost every day, and he wants you to be a part of the conversation. If you are listening live, the phone lines are open now. Call 347-215-8866. That's 347-215-8866. We're screening calls right now, so get dialing. Call 347-215-8866. While he's screening callers for today's broadcast, here's some important information for you. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. At any time 24/7, you may direct tweet at @TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag #NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangout. So subscribe at youtube.com/snowbiznow. That's youtube.com/snowbiznow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. And now, on with the snow, show! Celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist, producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
In this particular episode, we bring you a warm speech by famed designer Bob Mackie, who honored Joan Rivers. Now, Joan Rivers
has been the MC at the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards. I had the opportunity to meet her personally in the past, and it was just so appropriate to honor her at the gala. Kristen, what would you like to say about both Bob Mackie and Joan Rivers?
Well, as I remember in Joan Rivers' documentary, she said that a blank calendar was her definition of fear. I don't see how her calendar ever was blank, what with her tireless work with HIV and all the humanitarian causes she supported, and also her megawatt talent, which of course was perfectly matched by Bob Mackie's megawatt style. And Bob Mackie has dressed everybody from Barbie to David Bowie to Carol Burnett, and he was just hysterical. He was funny, touching, and real, and I'm just a huge fan of his, and he is an animal lover as well.
Coming up, we have remarks by Bob Mackie. You know, I first became aware of Bob Mackie watching the Cher show, which the Sonny and Cher show evolved into the Cher show. And I remember my family members, my mom and her friends actually, being somewhat aghast at the revealing dresses that Cher would wear. And one of the earliest jokes I remember of Joan Rivers, she said, "When I was a kid, I was so flat that my mom put me out on the street with a sign on me that said, 'Buy one, get one free.'"
That is very La Rivers. La Rivers, I still miss her on Fashion Police. She's remarkable and a deeply missed talent, but at least her comedy and her humanitarian example will live on.
As evidence coming up by Bob Mackie's warm tribute.
Our next presenter has created costumes for Carol Channing, Cher, Madonna, Judy, Liza, Diana, Barbara, Bette, and Burnett. Please welcome legendary designer Bob Mackie.
You know, it's true. I've dressed some of the most fascinating women in the world. And on that list, we must include one of my favorites, the late, great Joan Rivers. The world knows her from Can We Talk, of her stand-up, and Who Are You Wearing? But to know Joan as a friend was something entirely different, something special. Last year, when I celebrated a huge milestone birthday, she sent me 6-foot long-stemmed roses. I mean, a dozen of these things. They were this tall. Who would do that? Where did they come from? Joan would. Joan would send them. Joan and I first met in the late 60s on the Carol Burnett Show. We hit it off really well on the Carol Burnett Show, and we kept in touch. I worked with her in Las Vegas, and through the years, each time we'd meet or speak on the phone, she always had a kind word to say, and she paired it off, of course, with a one-liner that made me laugh out loud. I spoke with her just days before she died. We were at QVC, actually. I went past her in the hall, and I said, "Hey, Joan." And she always had a little gossip about who was in and who was out and who was going to get fired. And that woman was amazing. That one-of-a-kind voice is still in my brain. The world knew Joan for her sharp wit, her cutting tongue, and what she did more quietly was open her big heart to give, give, and give some more. She not only lent her name, she spent time volunteering and left a portion of her multi-million-dollar estate to the charities which she really cared about the most. Joan's favorite was New York City God's Love We Deliver, which provides meals for men, women, and children dealing with HIV, AIDS, cancer, and other serious illnesses. For more than 25 years, Joan regularly made personal special deliveries to clients. She also sat on the organization's board of directors beginning in 1994. In 2009, when Joan was the champion of Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice, it was God's love she designated as the beneficiary of her winnings. Where better than to pay tribute to this unstinting humanitarian than right here
at the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards. It's true. On this stage, on this very stage where she stood in 2012, entertaining us as the MC of that year's gala, we had a wonderful time. I was here. We love you, Joan. We miss you, and we thank you for your gifts, and we thank you for the laughs. Fabulous, funny lady. Thank you.
I'm also involved in other charities with the Kardashians. I now do Toys for Tots. I work very hard with Kim and Courtney and the Big One Lurch.
Fashion Police.
Anyhow, truly, I would like to welcome you to the 18th annual Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards.
Oh, this is me.
That's you, yes.
This is me.
Yeah.
To remember those who are gone and to rejoice in the fact that we are still here, not only fighting for each other, but remembering to live each and every day with love and hope, and don't let the small things get you, for God's sakes. You're all here, you're all dressed up, you all have cars, so shut up.
And Nicholas Snow Live continues after this. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch. Rumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
It was so nice of Bob Mackie to make that delightful presentation. I would like to bump into both of them in the halls of QVC. At any rate, Kristen, when you think about the late, great Joan Rivers, what stands out in your memory that's paramount?
Can we talk? Of course.
Well, that's the no-brainer. Anything else?
I think just her irrepressible optimism. It would be too difficult to single out one moment with Joan Rivers just because she was a force. But I think her relentless honesty and her willingness to make fun of herself, her plastic surgery, whether anything, she taught us all how to be authentic.
For more coverage of the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the podcast link. With Kristen Johnson, I'm Nicholas Snow.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's gadio. You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at The Nicholas Snow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on The Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts, so subscribe at YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. That's YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.